This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
We begin our broadcast week of the Robert Scott Bell Show here right now. It's Turkey Day week for those of you not vegan. For those of you who are, please do not eat impossible turkeys. They are not good for you. They'll probably be loaded with glyphosate and other GMO ingredients. Now that we've got the public service announcement out of the way, welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show. Links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. This is Thanksgiving Day week here in America. For those of you listening around the world, we should have a live broadcast all week through naturalnewsradio.com as well as our home and broadcast radio syndication right here on GCN, GCNlive.com, and all of our radio affiliates. So I am really excited to dive into our topics this first hour with my good friend. He's my favorite journalist. I'm not just saying that because, dude, he's one of the few that are out there actually digging deep on subjects that apparently they're not allowed to cover in the mainstream news. But Jeffrey Jackson is back, jeffreyjackson.com. He writes and appears regularly with my friend Del Bigtree on the High Wire. And we've got a lot to cover today, Jeffrey. Welcome back, my friend.
Hey, Robert. Thanks for having me.
It's good to be with you, and I tell you, last show of last week on Friday, we covered a story that was almost, I thought it was like an onion story. The head of GSK's vaccine division, appearing at like some World Economic Forum, says, we really need to start a pro-vaccine movement. I kind of coughed and choked a little bit, cried. I'm like, what? I said, wow, we have really been successful. Jeffrey Jackson's articles are making millions of people think twice about the issue of vaccination. There may be something more going on. But no, we don't have the reach of the mainstream media. The pharmaceutical industry has captured regulatory agencies and governments around the world. They pretty much own the media. 50, 60, 70% of all advertisements and editorializing in pro of Big Pharma. And they're wondering why the average person out there is not trusting them. And they thought, you own everything, and you're still not succeeding in your message to hypnotize the people to accept liability-free products to be injected in your children or yourself. And I guess I throw it out, Jeffrey, in astonishment. It's like, why, we're doing a better job than I thought.
Yeah, well, for all those reasons, exactly, is why we are winning. They have, I mean, for all intents and purposes, when you're looking at it, they have some pretty heavy control going on, medical journals, media, everything you just mentioned, and they're still losing the narrative. I'm going to say they lost the narrative. You know, I wake up most days now, and the amount of information and news that is breaking on so many fronts that is showing transparency for what these companies and corporations and their products, the harms their products cause, really do. It's everywhere. It's everywhere. And, you know, one of the things I always saw when I was looking online and when I was writing, and, you know, the trolls will come out and you know, yell at you and try to debunk your articles and things like that on social media. One of the things I thought early on is no one is that excited to get a vaccine. So no one goes to Rite Aid or CVS and goes gets their drive-through flu shot and their 10% off their groceries, and then goes and tweets about it or goes on Facebook for 8 hours a day, 7 days a week, like these parents of vaccine-injured kids do. It doesn't happen. It's a ghost. It's a it's an artificial reality. So they need a pro-vaccine movement. It's going to be the fakest thing you've ever seen, and it's going to be directed, influenced, and funded by them 100% because no one likes vaccines that much.
Yeah.
I mean, was there ever a pro-Tylenol movement? Everyone takes Tylenol for a headache.
Right.
I'm not going online talking about that, reading Tylenol studies till the wee hours of the morning to see what kind of great benefits they're extolling upon me.
You're right. And the pro-vaccine movement, if he's talking about a new one, it really will be a full-on, even if it can be worse than right now, pharmaceutical fascism. It will be the removal of the right to say no to these products, which we've seen rise in America and around the world, more and more movements of governments to say, basically doing the edicts or directives of their pharmaceutical handlers. And you know, I look at, the, you know, how are they going to get people? Because the vast majority of people do just blindly go ahead and get, yeah, just give me a shot. Give my kids a shot. Right. It's over 90%. Well over in many cases and places. So if that's not good enough, I mean, then what they're left with are the folks that have woken up and realized, no, they're not safe. They may not be effective and we're not going to get them anymore. So how are you going to win them back? They already don't trust you. Just saying, well, we've got a new movement. You're going to trust us now? No. It's all about force, fraud, coercion, threat of loss of life, threat of loss of liberty, threat of loss of property, etc. So we've got basically a tyrannical movement. If there is a new pro-vaccine movement, it will be rooted in tyranny, not in freedom.
Well, I want to direct people to the High Wire under the Jackson Report heading. I wrote an article about exactly this, and it's titled, When You're Losing, Change the Law. And then it's we went over this. It's called Newly Proposed Federal Bill with Surveil Medical Decisions Target Communities for Behavioral Change. It's a long title, but it covers H.R. 2862. It's the federal bill. And this is how they're going to start a pro-vaccine movement. This thing basically sets aside $85 million for surveillance and public awareness campaigns. So the public awareness campaign of this bill, now it's not passed yet, so people can still call the representatives. It's H.R. 2862. But they propose using the trusted public figures to push vaccines. So things like Kristen Bell, Dax Shepard, Bill Maher, although not so much recently, and all the talk show hosts, Jimmy Fallon, they all get in on this because they're going to get some money off this.
Mm-hmm.
But also they're going to do testing for messaging, develop strategies for behavioral change. Those words are actually in this bill. So it's a marketing bill. This is how they're going to market it. And the news agencies will get cuts of this. It's a federal bill. So here's a pro-vaccine movement, totally artificial. On the other side of it, and I'm not going to say anti, it's ex-vaxxers.
Mm-hmm.
This is an organic and unfortunately growing because the vaccine injuries are still, you know, they're still creating injured people that are harmed by these things and parents. And these people are never stopping. They're never going to stop. This movement will never stop. I don't care what they do. They can censor us. They can put duct tape over our mouths. We'll still be typing.
Well, it's interesting, the acknowledgement of that head of GSK guy. He said, we risk, if we go on the assault, the front, and attack the people who don't believe, quote-unquote, in vaccinations in the same way they once did, that we risk, as they say, legitimizing them. And I've said this over the years, having been in broadcast media for 20 years, they would have been better off just to ignore it like we don't exist. And people would have just clipped along, but they weren't happy with that. You know, if there's even a slow micro uptick in terms of people saying, you know, I don't think I want all of them shots for my kids, especially after one of them was injured or killed. And so the recognition is the more they attack us, the more they raise the stakes and the awareness for those that had no interest in this issue one way or another. They just kind of went along with it. And so they're defeating themselves the more they cover the topic. And every time they try to attack us, it brings more people to be aware of, hey, why is it that they don't want us to know certain things? What are they trying to censor? Things that are censored, people want to know about.
Exactly. And boy, are they censoring hard. You know, they say that evil has a seed of its own destruction in it. They should have just stepped back. They had, you know, the quote of herd immunity or whatever. We've debunked that many times. Sherry Tenpenny did a great speech at the VI event last week to talk about herd immunity. But, you know, they had the high percentages of vaccines. They don't need everyone taking the shots. So, but they couldn't stop. The greed couldn't stop. They needed the product line. They needed the ever-increasing product line into the future here. They should have stopped. But it's too late now. And that's, you know, watching Vax, the first movie, it was, they made a mistake by attacking it. because that's, I mean, the film itself was good. The subject matter was amazing, but it also, the media's attacks helped supercharge it. They did the PR marketing for it. So that's why you're not seeing too much with Vax too. It's not, the media is pretty much, you know, I saw a little bit in The Guardian, but nothing like the first one. So I think they learned their lesson to just step back, let them do their thing, and we'll just count on that social media censorship to get our back.
Sure, but if they think that, as you said in that article, and we have it linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com, that Jeffrey wrote for The High Wire, it says, when you're losing, change the law. The idea that they can convince us by force is also a wrong idea. Yeah, some people will acquiesce because they're, you know, they have a weakness, if you will. I don't want to get in trouble. But there are a lot of folks, and I think the vast majority of the parents have already figured this out, that became X-Factors. They will stand in front of a truck to prevent their children from getting taken out by another vaccine. And that's not going to change with all of the laws and things that they do through efforts in tyranny and fascism. It is going to backfire because more people will say, no, I was good with the vaccines, but I don't like the idea that you get to force them.
Right. And they're fully in the open now. There's no conversation about censorship or discrimination. They're doing that 100%, and it's getting worse. So that's going to start turning the medical community. It already has. But on a bigger scale, it's going to start turning the people that are working within this system against this, because they're the ones following these orders. And we've talked about this for a long time. You know, it's always under the surface until it's not anymore. Mm-hmm. And there'll be a breaking point where, you know, entire hospital wards will walk out because they're done seeing this stuff when they start censoring these parents to the point, or they start force injecting these parents. You know, I put out a tweet last week about some doctors that were talking about to policy people at a hospital about the vitamin K shot. And they said, look, we want to give these kids the shots. And the policy people said, well, we'll just take these kids into custody for the time that you need to give them the shot. So you basically take the kid, give them the shot, and during that time, we'll just call that custody. We don't have to actually put a CPS report in, but we'll call that custody. You'll be prevented from retribution through legal action. And that was, it came out in court documents for this vitamin K case that's been going around.
Well, and I've spoken to many parents over the years that did not vaccinate, but they were coerced into doing the vitamin K shot, and there was injuries associated with that as well. It's not free of untoward effects, so to speak, side effects that are direct effects, but they're unintended by most people. Maybe on some level there's a nefarious agenda. I don't know. But in the meantime, we've got a lot more to discuss with Jeffrey Jackson, and he is here talking about a number of his articles he's done for The High Wire, the next one, Epidemic Crisis, Business as Usual. We're going to talk more about the things the rest of the media will not report on. Thanks to my friend Jeffrey Jackson. Check it out. Links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. robertscottbell.com. Back after this.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Join me, George Norrie, at the Health Freedom Expo October 25th and 26th in Tinley Park near Chicago. The Health Freedom Expo is an incredible weekend exploring the latest in natural and alternative medicine with more than 100 lectures, workshops, and exhibits. Meet leading experts including Patch Adams, Lisa Oz, Ocean Robbins, Doc Wallach, Aaron Elizabeth, and so many more. Plus, I'll host a luncheon and discussion on natural healing breakthroughs. The Health Freedom Expo can help you learn to achieve a naturally vibrant and healthy life. Join us to explore how you can take your wellness into your own hands and meet others who are doing the same thing. Get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976. That's 1-888-658-3976. TrinityHealthExpo.com or 1-888-658-3976.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The place for health freedom, healing liberty, right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, 20 years and counting. Our broadcast week starts with GCN in radio syndication and continues on through the week through naturalnewsradio.com, robertscottbell.com. Later on, so many outlets podcasted, you can catch it in video format or audio format. Thank you for being here, and thank you to Jeffrey Jackson, who, interestingly enough, I want to get into your latest article in a moment, second to latest, because you got a new one coming out related to the Irish swine flu shot settlement, and we'll get to that. But I watched this past week the High Wire, and Del Bigtree was in Israel, and there were threats to shut down that event. They didn't want this to happen in Israel. I mean, it's a very scientifically invested community, but there are those in Israel that want to force and mandate vaccinations as well. So it's not unique to America or Canada or the rest of the West. In the Middle East, they're doing it as well. I was just fascinated by the discussions that he was having over there with other research scientists and concerned parents. That would you say that the things we've been seeing in America are mirroring now also in Israel?
Yeah, it certainly appears so. One of the standouts, I mean, that was an incredible show. And I say that, I work with Dell, but it just was an exceptional show. One of the things that really stood out for me was the Corvalva interview. If anybody hasn't watched that, go watch. They had two people from Corvalva. I've been, and so have you. We've been exposing kind of the reports coming out from Corvalva, and that's a advocacy, vaccine advocacy organization in Italy with a research arm. They've been around for like 30 years. But this research arm has been putting out some to say bombshell is not even the word. They're putting out studies that are decades ahead of where we're at right now, showing what the ingredients, so what's actually in there using genome sequencing and just next generation techniques.
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable. And they did this because the government wasn't doing it. The government was supposed to, didn't. So they found highly accredited independent labs that they had to keep secret. because if they didn't, they'd shut him down. And it's just an amazing episode. I'm going off on a tangent here. But
no, it's important. That's why, again, what we do here is what we call new media. And it provides something that normally would have been done in the history of the First Amendment and those that align themselves with it. It would be digging deep and holding the feet to the fire of those corporations, government, et cetera, that if left unattended and unwatched, they could abuse their authority and power, and the results could be disastrous, as we've seen with the vaccine agenda, with corporate conglomerations into government and regulatory agencies that have been captured. So this sort of goes a little bit into the article that you call Epidemic Crisis Business as Usual that came out last week. And we talked about the CDC stats claims that, you know, better diagnosis or it's a genetic epidemic on autism are just absolutely salacious in their claims. They have no basis on making that claim.
Yeah. And, you know, this is kind of something that's hidden in plain sight. And the people in, I'll call it our movement, but the movement, the vaccine injury awareness movement, this is old hat. We know about this, but any new listeners, when they start hearing autism, you got to wonder why the CDC hasn't labeled an epidemic or called it a crisis. And it reminded me, I was listening to the VI event that was in Washington, D.C. a couple weeks ago now, and Robert F. Kennedy Jr. had mentioned that. He said, why hasn't the CDC done that? And it just kind of, it hit me in a different way it's never hit me before, because you kind of know this stuff, but you think, God, yeah. You know, it hit me in the light of the vaping problem. So we have like less than 100 deaths, which, you know, is not trivial, but about 2,000 illnesses or so from the CDC numbers. And we're seeing mainstream headlines for several weeks
now. It's a national crisis, according to the news.
Yeah, popping in the news cycle. We're banning, they got to ban flavored e-cigarettes and e-juice and everything like that. And we're, you know, they have teams going out to investigate, and oh my gosh. And let's not even talk about the measles. Like what happened last year with the measles, you had vaccine detective, you had people getting fined, shutting down zip codes, for God's sake. If you're fined if you're breathing in a zip code and haven't been vaccinated, you're alive. So you balance that out, you think, okay, CDC is really on their job, but wait a minute, what about autism? You go on the website, you search everywhere, you can't find, do a keyword search, you can't find the word crisis, and you can't find the word epidemic. Although, in 2018, from their own numbers, 1 in 59 children, that's 1 in 37 boys, diagnosed with autism spectrum disorder. This is also from their website. Over the next decade, an estimated 500,000 autistic teens, that's 50,000 each year, will enter adulthood. No answers for adults with autism, except group homes and more pharmaceutical drugs. There's basically only two the FDA has approved. They're antipsychotics. We know how those go with the harms. What the heck's going on here? Why aren't they talking about it? Well, as I go into my article, if they talk about it because genetics, like you mentioned, genetics don't cause epidemics, they're going to have to admit that it's an environmental toxin.
Exactly. Hold that thought. We're out of time this segment. We got a whole other segment to go with Jeffrey Jackson. A fascinating discussion you won't hear anywhere else in the mainstream media, but right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Back after this.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Long-time listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water. The molecular hydrogen we get, go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
You
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg was hospitalized once again after experiencing chills and fever, according to the Supreme Court. Ginsburg was admitted Friday night to Johns Hopkins Hospital in Baltimore. She was initially evaluated at Sibley Memorial Hospital in Washington before being transferred to Johns Hopkins for further evaluation and treatment of any possible infections. With IV antibiotics and fluids, her symptoms abated, and she is expected to be released from the hospital as early as this afternoon. Ginsburg is 86. She's been treated for cancer twice in the past year and two other times since 1999. Over the summer, she received radiation for a tumor on her pancreas, and last winter, she underwent surgery for lung cancer. After weeks of speculation, Michael Bloomberg officially announced his run for the Democratic nomination for President of the United States. This is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Well, discussing the undiscussable is what we do here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Jeffrey Jackson writes about it, reports on it with a High Wire as well, been a frequent guest here on the show. And I would urge y'all to consider tuning out of the legacy media that is pharmaceutically conflicted mainstream media, because it's propaganda at this point. They won't cover the things that you reporters used to cover. Dig deep into these issues like Jeffrey's doing. And you pointed out, Jeffrey, in that last segment, you're like, looking at all the things that are claimed to be crises, epidemic levels. My gosh, we got to stop the vaping thing. You know, 2,000 people affected. And, you know, we're not trivializing anything that's an injury or an illness. But the reality is when we talk about hundreds of thousands to potentially millions of children being impacted negatively by claimed unknown etiology, unknown causes that many parents are claiming time after time after time that it was happening after well baby visits, vaccines happen, and then suddenly this happened, and they pretend it's not real, or then claim it's a genetic issue. And then you, in your article, you also point out, it's like, if it's better diagnosis, you know, why is it that the cops are now being trained on how to address families that have an autistic child that's growing in through teen years, maybe to adulthood? Did they just not exist back then? I mean, this is a new thing for the police force. How about special ed for public schools? Whole swaths of children now with neurological issues. Did they just not notice them back in the day when we were going to school, Jeffrey? I mean, there are things you begin to see and you go, wait a second, what they're claiming is ridiculous.
Yep. I mean, basically, with the police, it's we did a segment on that on the High Wire, and I had to watch down some video of all of these police brutality in schools, on children, and in homes, because they're coming in and they're treating this like a violent offender, and it's really sad to watch. So they've had to have proper training to handle these situations because they're completely foreign to American police forces. So. Always been here? Probably not, if cops don't know how to deal with them. And then you go into, this is California's legislative analyst's office. I think you covered this last week.
Mm-hmm.
But their spending on special education students has went up to $13 billion in the state. That's over 20% increase in the past decade. One in eight California public school students are basically have a learning disability or a physical, cognitive, or learning disability.
And that's because of better diagnosis? Again, where was the expenditures associated or the demand for that kind of training or education, special ed, back, you know, two, three generations ago? It wasn't happening.
Right. And, you know, I put in my article, it's interesting because corporate media is in an interesting position because they're breaking headlines of these shocking police stories, and they're breaking headlines of over-budgeted special education programs in schools and the lack of teachers. But at the same time, they have to say there's no epidemic. Autism's always been here. Mm-hmm. Everything's fine. Go back to sleep. So, I mean, they're talking about both sides of their mouth there. But one of the most, you know, one of the most infuriating things, the reason I wrote this article is the woman I worked with, Catherine Layden, she sent this text over, and it was about a study that was published in Forbes. And the writer, Steven Salzberg, and I'm going to call him out because it's time to call these people out. He's a contributor he's a professor of whatever. So he writes this story, and he claims that a study was done that had 66 kids in it from Poland, and they fed them gluten-free diets, or they fed them gluten. These kids had autism, autism spectrum disorder. And the study of 66 kids claimed that there was no change. Gluten-free diet didn't do anything. So this professor, Steven Salzberg of Forbes, writes, quote, "This study should put to rest all of the claims that a gluten-free diet can somehow improve the symptoms of autism." Okay, so we're back to settled science on 66 kids from Poland for American children? I mean, so here's the thing. This is a thing that gets myself mad or parents very angry, because if they're just giving us pharmaceutical drugs to deal with, then what's the harm? Where's the harm of having a takeaway diet where you exclude gluten or dairy, God forbid? Where is the harm in that? And this guy's going to sit up here and say the science is settled. Mm-hmm. Don't restrict your kid's diet. I mean, talk about nanny state. Out of my family.
Well, and talk to any parent with a child on the ASD spectrum, and you'll find that without fail, I've yet to meet the family that said, we changed the diet, went gluten-free, went more organic and clean, and it didn't have a positive effect. That doesn't happen. So it belies the claims of this Salzberg dude claiming that 66 people, kids tested in Poland are definitive. And as you said, anytime a so-called scientist says the science is settled, they either don't know science or they're against science. They're anti-science because science is never settled. It continually evolves with more understanding, deeper understandings, new testing, etc. So, yeah, that's a scam. And who is hurt by this? Well, the parents that observe this and change accordingly and do fewer drugs? The pharmaceutical industry, the profitability, the regulatory agencies that rely upon the revolving door and the funding sometimes of the farm industry. Those are the entities harmed. The parents and the children are the most harmed by embracing a pharmaceuticalization of all life, which is what got us into this mess.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And the nutritional changes, you know, I wrote an article too about a month ago talking about how little the government spends on studying nutritional interventions for health. And it was so minuscule that the government reporting didn't even count it. So, I mean, it was one of the smallest expenditures. So basically what I'm trying to say is the government is not making any strides towards teaching. I mean, we have the food pyramid. I mean, what is that? Even Bill Maher ripped that apart. He's like, bread? Who's bread? So if parents want to try this stuff, and it does, you know, it does work for a considerable amount because dairy and gluten are inflammatory foods for many people. So why not try it? And I guess that's one of the other reasons I wrote this article is here we have this epidemic. We're not having answers. We're not being given answers. It's being swept under the rug clearly by the regulatory agencies who should be looking out for us. At least that's their, if you want to believe their talking point. And, you know,
well, that's
there's
where,
not
we,
much.
That's where we come back to the lack of trust again. We come back with, well, GSK head of vaccine says we need a new pro-vaccine movement. How are you going to, pave over the lack of trust? I mean, unless you run everybody over and kill them, you're not going to gain their trust by just saying, hey, vaccines are safe and effective again. Sorry you didn't believe us, but this time we're for real. And then when you look at, as you linked to in your article, too, and it's linked up in the show notes at robertscoutbell.com, check it out, 54% of kids today in the West, particularly in America, have chronic diseases. Now, I was one of those kids in my generation, canary in the coal mine, but that was very rare. Not everybody was like me. And even previous generations, my father's generation, nobody, you know, was one sickly kid. And that's it. Now, 54% are chronically ill. That's a genetic epidemic? That doesn't warrant a crisis-level announcement or pronouncement from the CDC?
I think they're underestimating. I think they're underestimating themselves.
Yeah.
I really do. And their media arms, you can add that in there. Mm-hmm. They're creating this, you know, they, environmental toxins, are creating this epidemic of chronic illness. I mean, this is, you start digging down in the information, it becomes clear. So you're right. Their trust is zero for the products, and we can see the kind of pre-signaling. Their product lines are going towards vaccines. That's the pre-signaling. That's what they're gearing up to do. So their vaccines and genetic basically genetic engineering of the genome. So I doubt these. I have a hard time seeing the greater public allowing these pharmaceutical companies greater access to people's bodies and our children's bodies without a heck of a show of force. I mean, we know where that goes. We've talked about that on the show many times. Mm-hmm. So you have that with the media arm that has not been doing their job for at least a decade on this topic. It's really a recipe for disaster. Whatever they try to roll out next is going to be terrible. You know, there's this writer I really enjoy. His name's Jeremy Hammond. I know you know him as well.
Yes, we've referred to him as he's a great writer like yourself that digs deep into these things and covers and let's say addresses claims made by pharmaceutically conflicted mainstream media reporters and does it so thoroughly. And I enjoy his writing as well.
Yeah. He just wrote an article a couple days ago. He's calling out Lena's son. She's the quote, as he says, quote, head vaccine propagandist at the Washington Times. And we're at a point now where we can call these people out, and it's very well received. In the past, you know, not many people were kind of on board with this, but it's very well received. I saw a vaccine article on Twitter by ABC News, and it had more comments against it. People were giving their comments and giving them truth in the comment section than it did likes or retweets. By double. So here you have their social media propaganda is backfiring spectacularly on them. So, I mean, censorship is the only thing here, but it's kind of like the jig is up.
Well, they're paid trolls, or the trolls for hire are apparently not able to keep up with what's happening here, and that's why they're in desperate straits. And you know, as long as they keep attacking the way they are, they're doing themselves in more rapidly than, as we talked about in the beginning here, had they just ignored us, left us alone, and it would have been a slow trickle over time, and there wouldn't be controversies, there wouldn't be headlines, they would just ignore it. But they couldn't leave well enough alone, and I think part of it is the greed. Part of it is, you know, the recognition that ultimately someone who is awakened to this will communicate eventually to someone else. And, of course, the mainstream media was being kind of curtailed via social media. The good thing about social media that we were able to reach people in ways never before. And now we're seeing, of course, the increasing calls and actual advent of censorship within those social media programs.
Yes, and I was talking to Terry Rorick. She works for National Vaccine Information Center, NVIC.org. And we were just talking about how many advocacy groups have just exploded in every state. You know, before it was tough to find someone. If, you know, a bill starts coming down in your state, you have to find like-minded people and find out what representatives are, basically just to get informed. The advocacy groups have exploded. So the pushback here, I mean, we have deep inroads of medical freedom, informed consent, parental choice. This is not going away, and I've had this discussion with Dell on air and off air, and we've asked each other, what do we do? And or what are they going to do, I should say. And they have to go for broke. They can't turn back at this point because
they're committed.
Yeah, absolutely. They have to commit and just understand that when we're looking at this, they're committed to going all the way. But the good news about that is they're so out in the open now that it doesn't take, it's very easy to wake people up.
Very easy to see through. They're not wearing camouflage, and if they are, it has neon lights behind it. We can see them coming a mile away. Listen, we're going to take a break and wrap it up this hour with Jeffrey Jackson. I want to ask him about what's going on in Ireland with their swine flu shot debacle. Apparently the settlement has been reached. We'll talk about it when we come back after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen.
oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free! This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free! As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration dates. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Sign up for email alerts or submit questions or comments there, and we'll get to them, if not on the Sunday when we broadcast live or during the week. We've got 6 days a week where we broadcast the Robert Scott Bell Show. Now, Jeffrey Jackson, wrapping it up. You have a new article today at the High Wire's website. We have it linked up, thehighwire.com, and you'll see there's even a tab that says Jackson Report, J-A-X-E-N, so you can find these articles we've been talking about there as well. What is this about the Irish swine flu shot settlement? What's going on in Ireland?
Yeah, so this case has been going on for a couple of years now, and it was basically seen as a test case for about 100 defendants, and this is from the swine flu from 2009, and this has been going through the UK. I mean, I've been talking to you about the settlement for probably 5 years now. There was in 2014, it was way back then, there was, 60 million euro compensated a handful of people, and narcolepsy seems to be the vaccine injuries we're talking about here. That's being compensated in court.
Yeah.
So this is what happened to this woman. Her name is Miss Bennett. She's from Ireland. She's been fighting this case in Ireland, and it's an interesting angle in Ireland, because what they did is she won the court case. The High Court action for damages basically is a sleeping disorder for narcolepsy after receiving the swine flu shot. The details of the settlement in the case were not made public, but she's receiving full compensation, and all her costs are paid for by the Minister for Health and the Health Service Executive, the HSE. So this is interesting because Minister for Health, HSE, GlaxoSmithKline, the maker of Pandemrix, they were all on trial, but none of them were found guilty. None of them had to admit wrongdoing, admit the vaccine caused the injury. Mm-hmm. They got off scot-free. So the taxpayers are paying for this, and they hid the amount. they hid the amount guaranteed so they didn't make national headlines and international headlines about how much this was. But the good news, we have some court documents. We have some discovery documents within the case, and it showed that right after Pandemrix came out, they were getting the reports were around 10-to-1 adverse reactions with this vaccine compared to the other swine flu vaccines out there. The British Medical Journal, the BMJ, it's actually known as the BMJ.
Yeah.
So they reached out to, once they got a hold of these documents, this is from last year, Peter Doshi, our friend, wrote this report. Mm-hmm. And they reached out to GlaxoSmithKline. They had some questions for them. And they basically asked them, why didn't they pull it? Why didn't they consider another vaccine in its place? Why didn't they alert health practitioners that there was this high rate? GSK refused comment. Shocking. But then they went on to ask why were they looking for other, why weren't they looking for other things? So GSK said we looked for facial palsy, we looked for Guillain-Barré syndrome, anaphylaxis, and we kept records of all of this stuff as the reports came in. The BMJ said, great, can we see the reports? They refused to comment. So
Wow. It's
clearly GlaxoSmithKline here is really trying to hide this stuff. And in the UK, the courts, the government fought the courts. So the government was trying to fight the courts, saying that any case for narcolepsy should not involve settlements that take into account the life of the person injured.
Wow.
So they say we should just be able to pay for the injury at the time of the injury. So settlement of, I don't know, you know, 50,000, 60,000, 10,000, 100,000, something there.
Right.
But
nothing about the lifelong traumas that ensue. And,
yes.
And, you know,
and they lost that.
It's fascinating because as far as I know, Ireland doesn't have a national vaccine injury compensation program, which is taxpayer funded like in the U.S. But in the end, the government basically absolved the manufacturers of any liability and threw the fines or whatever it was, the compensation, onto the taxpayer. And then didn't even tell them what it was. What does that tell you about the government of Ireland? Captured. Like we say, captured by industry. Regulatory capture, it's real, not just in America. It happens in Canada. It happens in Ireland, UK, et cetera, in the EU. Jeffrey Jackson, my friend, fantastic coverage. Everybody should read you. JeffreyJackson.com. We have it linked up and the Highwire linked up as well. I appreciate you so, so very much.
Likewise. Thanks so much. And just keep sharing the articles and make your voice heard. Go talk to your representatives. This is the time to really come out of the shadows and stand up.
Yep, and check out all the wonderful options you have on health and healing and support for your immune system at robertscatbell.com. There are banners on the right-hand side of the page. Say thanks. As I say thanks to all of you, back with another hour of broadcast healing. In the meantime, remember, it's the God's honest truth. I'm just here to remind you that the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and of course the Echo Water that we all know and love and Paul Barrettero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive. And it's basically one few-hour session. But this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a three-month period. So they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy Sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals. It's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com and link it through 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222 to discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.